Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Kane. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Dillinger moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner takes first base on ball four. Dillinger moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Ken Holcomb now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Dillinger scores. Vallo moves to third. Lehner moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallo scores. Lehner scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Howie Judson now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0 Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Fain scores. Joost moves to second. It's 9-0, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. Hitchcock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Athletics. Jack Bruner now pitching. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks, Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lehner bunts towards the mound. Bruner fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Vallow moves to second. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger scores. Vallow moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 11-0, Athletics. Mickey Hefner now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valo scores. 2 outs. It's 12-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Scala now playing center field. Al Cozar now playing second base. Gordon Goldsberry now playing first base. Floyd Baker now playing third. B.A. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Appling now playing shortstop. Joe Urott now catching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Vallow strikes out. 1 out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leaner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erod hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-1 in the game. Scala is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-1 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Scala throws the ball into Kozar, who relays the ball to Baker, who tags Dillinger trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leaner hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Fain hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Joost moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 13-0, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erod is 0-for-1 in the game. Erod hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Vallow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leaner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-2 in the game. Scala hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Scala reaches second base with a double. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-2 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scala scores. It's 13-1, Athletics. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kozar moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Goldsberry reaches second base with a double. Kozar scores. Zernial moves to third. It's 13-2, Athletics. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zernial scores. Goldsberry moves to third. It's 13-3, Athletics. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Goldsberry scores. Two outs. It's 13-4, Athletics. Joe Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erod is 0-for-2 in the game. Erod hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.